did, and the show that you have, what else is going on in the world of Habit? Obviously, you spend a lot of time together. Are there new songs being written? What's going on?
Yeah, so in the past 5-6 months, we have written, I think, 6 songs.
Oh.
So there's lots of new stuff in our set list. Our set list is mostly new stuff now. And we're working towards getting like a full studio recording. So we're pretty close to that goal. So definitely show up on Saturday.
I like it. Who's is the song called Disco Sped Up?
No, it's just called Disco.
It's just, is this the sped up version of it?
It's just a slightly better version than the one we have on our Bandcamp right
now. Oh. So the song, you could hear an inferior version that's up for public consumption.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you come to the show, we'll play it better.
So,
I promise.
Well, okay, so you could go on Bandcamp, listen to the trash version.
Yeah.
If we can get this to play properly, we can hear the mediocre version. But if you want to hear the real version, you got to go out.
Yeah,
to
you
got to
come out. For sure.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay, I urge you all at home to listen to the audio progression. So start, and then you call me next week and tell me if it's better live. I want to know.
Getting our hopes up.
Let's see. I don't know if this is actually going to work. Let's try. I think if I know how this thing works, this should be line one. Yes, let's give it a shot. Hold on. If this works, this should be the medium, the middle ground of this song.
Best live.
Let's see. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I hear the guitar players kick over their caps. Okay, let's see. Hold on.
I fall over too.
Oh.
It's a little quiet to begin with.
Nothing. I hear nothing.
Oh.
Okay. We got technical difficulties. Let me work this out more. Oh, what if I try this? No. Nothing. All right. We'll try something else. Well, someone tell me a joke.
Oh, no. I'm supposed to have this ready. I've kind of started this new bit where I'm doing jokes.
Where's the jokes, man?
Oh, no.
All right, here. In the meantime, while we figure out jokes and try to get that to work here, listen to the Bobbies. They're playing in Chilliwack tomorrow, and they're pretty good. Oh, where's that song I want to hear? What do you guys want to hear? Should Bear Aware, Boiled Eggs, or Do You Do Any Doodling, Dude?
Bear Aware.
Good choice. Solid choice. All right, here we go. Listen to the Bobbies. They're fun.
Looking for bears is my favorite thing to do. I try and do it every single day. But you gotta know the facts that you don't get hurt and so that the officers, they don't take them away. Sometimes you gotta look for clues, and now they're
that's a little taste of what you can experience if you go out to Chilliwack. If you happen to be way, way, way out in the valley, you can go see our good friends, the Bobbies. Their song "Bear Aware," which is something you always need to be. Sometimes you just like to go looking for bears, you know. And Joni Loves Chachi. They're playing down at Corky's Irish Pub at 45844 Yale Road, number 3 in Chilliwack, BC. That's going on Saturday as well. You can also go out. My good friend Seamus is coming out of retirement from show promotion for his birthday show that he does about once a year down at Lanaloo's Rock and Roll Eatery. You can see Motorama, Car 87, Rebel Priest, Zero Index, and a secret special guest. I don't know who that is. But that's also going on Saturday as well. But if you're a cool cat, you're going to be down at Bully's in New Westminster to see Smash TV, Die Job, Habit, Lords of Apathy, and what's that guy's name?
Carl Longstaff.
That's the one. You had it. I didn't think you were. I thought you were going to be like, frantically Google searching and swiping your phone open. And then, of course, tomorrow, down at Green Auto, go see The Core, Nimvid, Kids Help Phone. The Core just came back from their massive winter sminter tour, and like the roads were not kind to them. So go out, support, help. And remember, no candy for Garrison. If you guys are just tuning in, you listen to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. We broadcast each and every Thursday from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m., bringing you the best in ska, punk, rockabilly, and radical music. I am joined this week by 1897ths of Habit.
Loving his fractions here.
Yeah, it's. I'm pretty sure if you do it by like quantum mechanics, it all works out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you wearing Disney World pants?
No.
They're Deadly World.
I wear knockoff stuff all the time.
The fashion. The fashion. Nothing but fashion.
Nothing but fashion.
Nothing but fashion. Yeah, so what do you guys want to talk about?
Ooh, I don't know. Kind of putting us on the spot here.
Well, I mean, you drove all the way up here. I have microphones in your face.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm just going to go out there and call out everybody. Why aren't more people at local shows?
I think a lot of people are, man. I don't know.
I think most people listening to the show are probably going to local shows.
A lot of people are. I mean, I don't know if you guys have been. Have you guys been down to like Redgate and stuff lately? There's like a whole new generation of kids that are fucking stoked.
Redgate's no, it's really cool. It is weird that now the kids at Redgate are born in like 2007.
That's what you need though, man. Yeah, you need the kids. My suggestion is you're finding there's not enough people at local shows. Play more all ages shows.
Yes, definitely.
That's your answer.
Yeah, no, for sure. And like that was like a huge part of like me growing up. Like those all ages shows were so important. You know, it's so generic to be like music saved my life, but like
they're vital.
That kind of output, you know, that place to go where I could feel safe and feel happy, listen to the music that I like.
100%. If it wasn't for all of your shows, I wouldn't be here. And I guarantee that most of you wouldn't be either.
Absolutely.
But somewhere along the lines, a lot of bands seem to forget that. So my suggestion, if you're getting bummed out at what's going on at the bars, go book a hall.
Yes.
And you'll make something rad happen. I've run out of tracks to play because I was trying to do stuff. And all of my queuing things are broken. So I can only queue one thing at a time. So someone tell me a joke. Well, I find something to play. I'm putting someone on the spot. or just a fun fact. Soliloquy, if you will. You could also recite poetry. That's fine.
Oh, you can recite poetry, Cobb.
No, right? I cannot.
No, come on. The lead singer can
Where's the lyricist?
Poetry.
You just don't want to spoken word your songs?
I like to sing. I don't like to talk.
All right. It's okay. I forgot that I actually put something on. Here, you guys want to listen to a little Bishop's Green? I do.
You never had a chance to get ahead. No!
So that, my friends, was a little bit of Anthems. You gotta say it that way because there's the extra A. That song was called Red Hands off their amazing album Blood Fortune, which is available on Early Onset Records. And I highly suggest you also pick up their latest effort, New Ruins, from 2023. How's that already 2 years old? That feels weird to me. I don't like it. Time is cruel. If you guys are just tuning in, you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones. You're listening to Rad Radio. If you like what you hear, you can find us each and every Thursday from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. playing the best in ska, punk, rockabilly, and radical radio programming with a strong focus on the local scene. I am joined here tonight by 3/4 of Habit. We've been hanging out. They are playing a show tomorrow. Nope, that is not correct. Saturday night down at Bully's in New Westminster, along with my dear friends Die Job, guys that I don't know, Smash TV, Lords of Bathory, who I know their guitar player, and who's the solo guy?
Carl Longstaff.
You got to speak into the microphone, sir!
Carl Longstaff.
There you go. You got it. So after much deliberation with your fine drummer here, who was adamant that we played a completely different version of this song, Disco, that's off your guys' second EP that you recorded yourself, and it's a wildly better version, we found out offline that it's only the same recording of the song, just bumped up a couple BPM.
It matters, all right.
Mm.
It matters to
so,
the drummers.
I've decided and made an executive decision that we're going to play the worst possible version of this song that exists, the one that you guys deemed was good enough to put out on the internet for public consumption, except much to the chagrin of your drummer. But if you want to hear the premium version, you got to go see it live. That fact still remains, ladies and gentlemen, that you got to go. If you want to hear the real creme la creme, if you want to hear Disco, not just sped up, but truly in its element at the greatest BPM, just off the top of your head, what BPM do you think is like the prime?
666.
166? Six?
Let the drummer answer. It was a...
You're 210, actually.
Hey, 210? Again, you just speaking. You have headphones on.
210.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. And if you had to take a wild guess, how inferiorly slow is this? BPMs
honestly,
only.
About 50 BPM slower.
So you're saying it's at 160?
About.
All right. I want you guys, if you're at home listening, I want you to get your metronomes.
Please don't.
And start counting it out. And I expect a report on my desk in the morning. Thank you. This is a Habit. This song's called Disco.
You came to the disco. Yeah, you want to have a great time. Oh, when someone stares disgusted. Oh, you want to go. Everything.
there you have it, Creeps and Kitties, the vastly inferior version of the song Disco by the one and only Habit. So what's the final report on the BPM, Floss?
It's actually 30 BPM slower than what we normally play it.
Say that one more time directly into the microphone, please, sir.
It's about 30 BPM slower than we actually play it.
There you go. What's the actual BPM?
160.
And what was that?
That was 130.
And if we see it live?
Probably 180.
580.
Lovely. Okay, cool. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me. Thank you for the BPM report. I feel more informed now. Yeah.
No, thank you again so much for having us.
You're more than welcome anytime. Yeah. Is there anything else you guys would like to say to the people out there in Radioland before we get off the air?
Go and follow us at Habit the Band on Instagram. On Facebook, it is... Habit Band, I think.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, go give us a follow. Come out Saturday to Bullies. It's going to be a really fucking sick show.
There you go. One quick note I would say for your guys is what's that shirt? SEO searching or anyone out there trying to find this band, make sure you put an exclamation point instead of an I, or else you will get a vastly different
yes.
habit.
Yeah, thank
you.
That's just a rock band. I was just about to say there's H A B exclamation point T.
Very good. That will do it. All right, cool. I've been Johnny Bones. You've been listening to Rad Radio. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. We'll see y'all next week. Here, listen to Jimmy Cliff. It's good for you.